No care, no stop. So senseless of expense that we neither know how to maintain it nor cease its door riot. Takes no account how things go from him, nor assumes no care of what is to continue. Never mind us to be so unwise and so kind. Oh, what shall be done? He will not hear till feel. I must be round with him now he comes from hunting. Five, five.
Good evening. What? You come from hunting?
Is your business too?
And yours? Would we all discharge?
I fear it.
Here comes the Lord.
So soon as dinner's down, we'll forth again, my Alcibiades. Me. What is your will?
My lord, here is the note of certain news.
News? When to you?
What happens, dear lord?
Go to my steward.
Please, if your lordship, he has put me out of the success in a few days this month. My master's awake to great occasion to call upon his own, and humbly prays you that with your other noble parts, you'll soon in giving him his rights.
My honest friend, I pray thee, but refer to me next morning.
Make good, my lord!
Contain thyself, good friend.
One barrow, servant.
I humbly praise your speedy table.
If you desire, my lord,
my
lord,
you are my lord,
you give me bread!
My lord, sir, I beseech you, keep on. I'll wait upon you instantly. Come here, sir, I pray you. I beseech you. How goes the world that I'm thus encountered with clamorous demands of debt? Broken bonds and the detention of long since due debts against mine honor?
Please you, gentlemen, the time is unagreeable to this business. Your importunity ceased after dinner, that it may make his lordship understand wherefore you are not paid.
Do so, my friends.
Pray you walk near, I'll speak with you anon.
You make me marvel. Wherefore, ere this time, you not fully laid my state before me. That I might have rated my expense as I had leave of means.
You would not hear me at many leisure.
Go to! Perchance some single advantages you took when my indisposition put you back and that unaptness made your minister thus to excuse yourself.
Oh, my good lord! At many times I brought to my accounts, lay them before you. You would throw them off and say you found them in mine honesty. And for some trifling present you have bid me return so much, I have shook my head and wept, yea, against the authority of manners, prayed you to hold your hand more close. I have endured not sending nor no slight checks when I have prompted you in the ebb of your estate and your great flow of debts. My loved lord, though you hear now too late, yet now is the time. The greatest of you are having lacks a half to pay your present debts.
Let all my lands be sold.
It is all engaged, some forfeited and gone. What remains would hardly stop the mouth of present dues. The future comes apace. What's the pay the interim? And at length, how goes, I reckon?
But you lack a diamond did my land extend.
Oh, my good lord, the word is but a word. Were it all yours to give it in a breath, how quickly were it gone?
You tell me true.
If you suspect my husbandry or falsehood, call me before the exactus auditors and set me on the proof. When God has blessed me, and all our officers have been oppressed with riotous feeders, and our vaults have wept with drunken spits of wine, and every room has blazed with lights and brayed with minstrelsy. I have retired me to a wasteful cock and set mine eyes aflow.
No more.
Heavens, have I said, the bounty of this lord, where many prodigal bits of slaves and peasants this night in glutted. Who is not tyrants? What heart, head, sword, force needs but his lord tyrants? Great tyrant, noble, worthy, royal tyrant. When the means are gone that buy this praise, the bet is gone whereof this praise is made. Feast won, fast lost. One cloud of winter showers these flies are couched.
Come, summon me no further. No villainous bounty yet have passed my heart. Unwisely, not ignobly, have I given. What is there weak? Was I the conscience lack to think that I should lack friends? Secure thy heart. If I would broach the vessels of my love and try the arguments of hearts by borrowing, men and men's fortunes could I frankly use as I can bid thee speak.
Assurance, bless your thoughts.
And in some sort these wants of mine are crowned, that I count them blessings. For by these shall I try and friends. You shall see how you mistake my fortunes. I'm wealthy of my friends. Within there, Dr. Flaminius.
My lord.
Civilius.
My lord.
Civilius. I will dispatch you severally to Lord Lucius, you. To Lord Lucullus, you. I'm hunted with his honor today. To Symphonius, you. Commend me to their loves, and I'm proud, say, that my occasions have found time to use them toward a supply of money. Let the request be 50 talents?
As you have said, my lord.
Lord Lucius Lucullus, huh?
And your usurp to the senators, of whom, even to the state's best health, I deserve this hearing. Bid him send at the instant 1,000 talents to me.
I have been bold for that. I knew it's the most general way to them to use your signet and your name. But they do shake their heads, and I'm here no richer in return.
It's true. Can it be?
They answer in a joint and corporate voice that now they're at fall. One's treasure cannot do what they would, are sorry. You are honorable, but yet they could have wished, they know not. Something has been amiss. Noble nature may catch a wretch, with all her wells, is pity. And so, intending other serious matters, after distasteful looks and these hard fractions, with certain half-caps and co-moving nods, they froze me into silence.
You can't reward them. Pretty man, look chilly. These old fellows have their ingratitude in them hereditary. Their blood is caked. It's cold. Seldom flows. It is lack of kindly warmth. They're not kind. And nature, as it grows again toward earth, is fashioned for the journey. Dull and heavy. Go to Ventidius. Prithee, be not sad. Ingeniously I speak, no blame belongs to thee. Ventidius lately buried his father, by whose death he stepped into a great estate. When he was poor, imprisoned in the scarcity of friends, actually it was 5 talents. Greeting for me. Ventidius, supposed some good necessity, touches his friend, which craves to be remembered for those 5 talents. That hat. Give it these fellows for whom she thinks and you. Yes, speak, or think, that timeless fortunes amongst his friends can sink.
I would I could not, and that water found his throat.